So, first of all, a quick one on the new stadium. How is everything settling in, and what kind of feedback have you had from the fans?
Well, I mean, the fans haven't been in yet, and unfortunately, they're not going to be in for some time yet, because there's still a lot of finishing off and testing that we need to do. So, yeah, we don't know exactly what the date's going to be when they can come in, but, you know, at the end of the day, we've been in the wilderness for 30 years now, nearly, and I think a few more weeks, and just to get things right is going to be okay with everybody. It's a shame we can't have everybody in at the moment, but it's just the way it is.
Perfect. Sorry, yeah, I understand you canvassed fans for some feedback on what they wanted to see in the new stadium. Have they given you any indication about what they want to see and what they want to, you know, the kind of the feeling in the stadium?
Of course, yes. Yeah, there's been lots of stuff. I mean, you know, we voted on what the colour scheme was going to be for the seats and stuff like that. So there's all sorts of bits and pieces that people are given their opinions and what they want to happen and how they want it to happen. But, you know, there's people they want certain food options and so on. You're never going to please all the people all the time, but we're the kind of club that do our best to please as many people as is humanly possible.
Perfect. And how do you feel personally? I mean, you've been on a huge journey. How does it feel to be back at Plough Lane?
It's incredible, but it's a really empty feeling for me at the moment because, you know, I've followed the club since I was a young lad, and I always dreamt of going back to Plough Lane, but going back there with 10 people at a time from Wimbledon and 10 from the opposition, it just feels horrible. So, you know, we do what we need to do. We'll get there, we'll finish this stadium off, and we will have, you know, the rest of my life will be spent watching football at Plough Lane. That's all I can focus on at the moment, because it's not really a real situation at the moment. It's been blighted by this COVID thing.
Fantastic. And your game against Wigan was postponed recently because of coronavirus. What's the situation with the squad at the moment and any cases?
Well, no, the squad is absolutely clear and fine. Yeah, we had our 2 weeks of isolation, where everyone had to keep away from everybody else, and, you know, we had a couple of games cancelled. Hence, you know, we had to play on you know, last Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday night at Barrow. Long way back from Barrow, I can assure you, it took a long time to get back. And then we're playing again tomorrow. So, you know, 4 games in 8 days is pushing it for anybody. But so the feeling in the squad is great. You know, they've been doing really well one way and another. And, you know, we're in the second round of the FA Cup with a chance to get through to the third round. And, you know, then let's see who we can draw, you know. But let me, you know, it's going to be very tough for us tomorrow. 4 games in 8 days is no joke for anybody.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Wimbledon have a fantastic history in the FA Cup, and obviously that famous win against Liverpool that everyone always likes to reminisce about. How are you guys feeling about tomorrow and this season?
Well, I think that you know, everybody, yeah, the players fully understand what the FA Cup means to Wimbledon and what it means to us, particularly at Plough Lane. They know full well that if we can get through tomorrow and we get ourselves any kind of decent draw, there'll be a television game. It's a chance for them to show off in front of everybody, and they've not been able to play in front of fans, don't forget, this season. So, you know, a lot of football are natural showmen. A lot of footballers like to show off what they can do. So, yeah, they know it's a great opportunity to get into that third round, which every team in the lower divisions covets. They all want to be in that draw. So, you know, that's the plan, get in there, and let's see how far we can go, you know. Who knows? We've won it once. We may well win it again.
Obviously, it's not ideal at the moment, as you've said. But how are the players feeling about being back at Plough Lane? Do they kind of have a feeling of what it means to the club to be back?
Oh, yeah. No, they really get it. They've had it drummed into them from day one. They've been on tours around the ground to see what it's like. They've been training at the ground from time to time. So they love it. I mean, the surface is superb for them to play on. And they really enjoy the thought that, you know, they want to score the first FA Cup goal for Wimbledon at Plough Lane. You know, it's a really big deal for everybody. They know that the FA Cup means so much to the club. Playing FA Cup football at Plough Lane again for the first time in 30 years is something quite remarkable, in my opinion.
It certainly is. And what do you reckon about tomorrow? What do you think the chances are? Are you quietly confident?
I think it'll be a tough game because we are, obviously we've had this ridiculous schedule We've got a really great spirit in the camp, and I think spirit makes up for an awful lot of tired legs. So, I think that if we can, if we get our noses in front, we will be very hard to beat back. So, I would obviously predict a Super Dons win tomorrow.
And should the Super Dons do it, who would you like to see playing at Plough Lane in the next round?
Well, it's an interesting one, that, because we've already played Liverpool in the third round. A couple of years ago, then we beat West Ham a couple of years. I'd like to keep it kind of mixed up and against the big boys. So I suppose Man United would be quite an exciting draw. Get them down to us and give them a bit of a paste in the Plough Lane again, like we used to. Any one of the big boys, any one of them that can get us a live game on BBC TV is the ones that we want, because we can earn some money off of that. So we take any one of them. But, Man United, Tottenham, Chelsea, they'd all be good fun down at our place. But none of them would like it, by the way.
Great. Well, look, good luck for tomorrow. And I'm hoping that, wish you every success. And I'll be in touch very soon. Thanks very much for your time, Ivor.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.